Welcome to the Vessel Podcast page. Last week, Vessel students researched American culture. We tried to find some things that were new, summarize our findings, and report back to the class. Well, some of our findings included food fights and how American men usually don't embrace. We also found out not to stay too long at someone's house or you will wear out your welcome. This led to our current podcast, Thoughts on American Culture. Listen to Vessel students as they express their ideas. And if you listen carefully, you can take our listening quiz by clicking on the link below. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Cervantes. I'm from Morelos, Mexico. I think American culture is very different than in my country. In the US, people are more polite than in my country. They stay in line while they are waiting for some kind of service.
Hello, my name is Israel. I'm from Mexico. I'm going to talk a little bit about American culture. Americans have a lot of consumer debt. I think this is a very big problem because when they can't pay their monthly payments, the bank charges them high interest and that causes bankruptcy. If you work for a long time to be something, you might be nothing just in a moment, almost for the rest of your life.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I am from Cambodia. My thought about American culture is people have freedom to speak since they are a little children. In my country, the children cannot express themselves and have to obey what their parents tell them to do. I think it's okay when they grow up, they will be smarter. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Rafael. I'm from Mexico. I like the American culture. I like to see people respect each other. I like the traffic law and the food and the polite people.
Hi, I am Phu Yung. I think American culture is very different from mine. You know, in my country, men have many prerogatives and more power than women. So women have to follow and obey their husbands. Even though nowadays that custom has been changed a lot, but that still often happens. But here, men and women are equal, and women have the same rights as men. I like this American culture because it's fair, and I like the fairness.
Hello, my name is Marisol. I'm from Mexico. The American culture, I like the people because here is most polite and friendly.
Hi, my name is Tati Sekapede. American culture is a good culture, and I compare it to my country. It is difficult for me, but it is not too much difficult. I get some good idea from American culture. For example, people live together without being married.
Hi, my name Kang. I'm from Vietnam. I like American culture, especially the people behavior. You know, when you go to the restaurant or market, you must get in a line, but handicapped also have another line. That is a good idea. That is different than my country.
Hello, my name is Leonardo León. This is what I think about American cultures and teenagers. They live home to be independent and live sharing rooms or apartments. In my opinion, it is wrong because nobody checks them. They could drink beer or use drugs at an inappropriate age.
My name is Maria. I'm from Mexico. I like American culture about traffic laws because they respect them, and in this culture, the police are not corrupt.
Hi, my name is Manuel. I am from Mexico. I've been living in the last 20 years in San Diego. I think there is a big difference between the American culture and Mexico. An example is the equality in the rights. Men and women have the same rights.
My name is Julio. People are good and polite and studying more than Latino people. There is more education, and any way you want to study, you can.
My name is Olga, I'm from Mexico. I like American culture about traffic law because they respect them. In this culture, the police are not corrupt.
My name is Alejandra Lasso, and I come from Chile. For me, the hardest thing that I have to adjust has been the language, because I felt unsure to talk in English when I first came here. But now it is easier to communicate with other people. For example, now I can talk with my children's teachers and understand them very well.
Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our listening quiz.